This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The restaurant business can be tough. Low margins, sometimes demanding customers, long hours as well. But if you were opening a restaurant today in Nashville, Tennessee, you'd have a lot of competition. The number of bars and restaurants in that city has risen by almost a third over the past decade. And so as you get set for your grand opening, you'll also quickly realize you are not competing just for customers, but for staff as well. Emily Siner from WPLN in Nashville has the story.
Workmen recently installed floors and sinks in the building that is now home to a restaurant called Lulu. Cardboard boxes filled with dishwasher racks and food processors are piled high against the window.
What we're waiting on right now are just some inspections.
Miranda Whitcomb-Ponce is the owner of Lulu.
Then we can start cooking things. So everything will happen really rapidly at this point. Right now it looks like chaos.
Whitcomb-Ponce is a serial entrepreneur in the Nashville restaurant scene. She helped open a popular burger joint, a local coffee chain, an upscale American restaurant, and now this fast casual place specializing in salads and grain bowls. And she knows, besides the food and floors, one other thing that needs to be ready, a staff. So she hired Mater Scott to put together the team. Scott's worked in Nashville restaurants for the past decade and a half, and she's seen this part of the process from the other side as a former server.
Every time a restaurant opens, if you have any decent amount of experience, people will approach you all the time.
Now, she's doing the approaching. She pitches Lulu to potential employees as more than a restaurant, instead as a supportive workplace where people can let their creativity shine. This intrigued Rachel DeYoung, who's one of the first hires. DeYoung is a chef who trained at Le Cordon Bleu in Paris and says for a long time, the industry had a bad rap as one that was hard to work in.
Largely, I think in the past, it sort of held a mentality that you did whatever had to be done. And that could mean 18-hour days. That could mean not eating. That could mean standing and not drinking water forever. It could mean emotional and verbal abuse.
And restaurants didn't used to offer many financial incentives either, says Nate Gifford. He's a butcher who runs his own bacon company, and he moved here 8 years ago to be a line cook.
If someone not in the industry was like, you have health insurance, do you have benefits, do you have retirement, and line cook, we would laugh. We would be like, no, we don't have insurance. We're lucky to have jobs.
Now, at least in Nashville and other booming restaurant cities, the dynamic has flipped. Gifford says workers can afford to turn places down.
It's like, you don't have insurance? Maybe I'll pass because this guy has insurance. Now I can be a line cook and feed my family, have health insurance, maybe even retirement.
Wages are going up too. Claire Crowell is the president of a trade organization called Nashville Originals. She says her servers used to make $15 to $18 an hour with tips. Now they routinely make $22, even $30. In other words, it's a good time to be a restaurant employee. But Crowell says owners are having a harder time.
The labor market has been really stretched thin for the restaurant industry. We feel it in our own restaurants, but that's the number one cause of concern for our restaurant members in the Nashville Originals.
And they don't just have to recruit, they also have to retain. Because in this tight market, newcomers might try to snag your best employees. Mater Scott at Lulu flipped through her mental Rolodex when hiring staff. For instance, her top manager had just left a high-end restaurant, Fifth and Taylor, where Scott used to work too.
So I met him there. And then I worked with Kasana at Adele's. Belle came from Fifth and Taylor as well.
Scott bristles at the word poaching to describe this practice.
I'm not stealing anyone. Like, I'm offering them a better way of life.
The key, then, is for Nashville restaurants to offer a way of life so attractive that their employees don't want to leave. Because otherwise, they can. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.